We're back to the Neil Haley Show. My guest today is going to teach us that winning a lawsuit could be very hard and difficult. And I'll say the topic in a second. My guest is Francine Tone. And what basically we're going to find out is winning a lawsuit could be your worst nightmare. And you think winning it would be a good thing. Why not? Why is it a bad thing? Tell me.
Well, what happens is that I've seen so many cases where people, when they finally win the lawsuit, there's a moment where there's kind of like this celebration, but it's a moment. Really what it is, it's relief. And it's a release of anxiety, frustration that's built up over the entire lawsuit. And oftentimes the win doesn't give you what you thought you were going to get. I've seen so many people go into lawsuits wanting certain things and the law just can't deliver it. And they come out kind of frustrated and having to owe an attorney a lot of money.
Okay, so how can a winning lawsuit, you talked about it being a worst nightmare. If you win a lawsuit, how do you get the other side to pay you for your attorney fees?
Well, this is the problem. And the thing is, attorney fees are not automatic most of the time. And most of the time, when you win a lawsuit, you're stuck paying your own fees. So the times when you can expect to get your fees back from the other person is if, let's say, you have a contract and your dispute is over the contract, and the contract says, it says in the contract, if you win, you will get fees from the other side. Most lawsuits aren't over contracts. Or there's a law in your state that says, if you file a lawsuit about this particular problem, that you get attorney's fees. Well, those are kind of rare. So most times when you file a lawsuit, like let's take the typical thing that most people think about, a car accident.
Right.
You get injured in a car accident. Well, there's no provision for attorney's fees, which is one of the reasons why most attorneys who handle car accidents do it on a contingency, meaning they take a percentage of the ultimate recovery, which also can be create surprises for the person who wins, even that, because let's say they win $500,000 and all of a sudden they get $50,000 and they go, well, what happened to all the money? Well,
fees all that. So much, yes.
Right. It says the attorney has taken a percentage, plus you probably have to pay medical bills, you have to pay costs. So sometimes people aren't aware of everything they have to pay in a lawsuit. And then at the end, they're surprised. And so this is why, you know, most of the time, somebody else isn't going to actually pay your attorney fees. You're paying it from the money that's coming to you.
Exactly. How do you find a good lawyer? That's a challenge.
That is a challenge. And I would say this, I know that lawyers sometimes have a bad rep because of the things that you see on television or you hear about, you know, you watch shows, drama shows. But I will tell you, and I've been in the legal business for over 40 years, over 30 as an attorney. Most lawyers that I deal with are good lawyers. And finding them, though, the best way to find them is through a referral. Talk to somebody you know who's used a lawyer. Find out, you know, did you like the lawyer? If you didn't like the lawyer, find out who the other side's lawyer was. What did you think they were good? Just getting recommendations from people. And maybe it's somebody in your family or your boss, somebody you know at work, and get information. And most lawyers have websites these days. There's hardly a lawyer who doesn't. And I know that everybody likes to search for things using websites. You know, you find your restaurants, your plumbers through websites, but it's just a dangerous way to find a lawyer. You'll get lucky if you find a good lawyer through a website. I see websites, they're just advertisements. Use websites to confirm that this person is a lawyer and they do the work that somebody says they do.
The subtitle of your book, An Insider's Guide on How to Reduce Stress, Reduce Costs, and Get the Most from Your Lawyer. How can someone reduce stress?
The way you reduce stress, one, read my book, because it's going to give you the insider's perspective on lawsuits. Because if you go into a lawsuit with nothing, I mean, I know this because as a lawyer, I got sued. My husband and I are partners, and we ended up with other partners. And then when we broke up, we decided to walk away from a lot of stuff, but the other two decided to sue us. And I became a party in a lawsuit. And I got sued, and I know everything about lawsuits. I know. And yet I just had started losing sleep. I became anxious. I became frustrated. And this is what happened to me when I know the insider's tips, what's going on. So I thought, you know, how can I help other people? Because most people don't know. And that's why I wrote the book, so that you can come out of this reducing your stress by understanding what you're getting into. Can you eliminate stress? No. This is why winning a loss could
not, no, any type of divorce, I mean, any type of court or different things brings that process. You're dealing with any lawsuits, all those different things bring that. And you need to do your research. You need to do it and read in your book when it comes to lawsuits, is look at that. But I'm sure it can appeal to anyone that's going in court, because if you don't prepare yourself, you don't know what your outlook is and all those different things, and not hire the right lawyer, all these different things, you're going to run into a lot of problems. So where can people purchase your book and learn more about you? Where can they go?
They can go to my website, which is francinetone.com. And from there, they can learn about me. They can purchase my book and everything else they want to know, or how to contact me.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you stopping by. Thanks for the great information.
Thank you.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.